The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
John F. Kennedy's wife, Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, was responsible for the appointment of a classically trained French chef, indeed a Frenchman himself, born in the Vendée in France. She employed him to improve the quality of food served by the White House at official lunches. Now, she did that in the wake of the inauguration. There were so many things going on. But then he was so good, she kept him on, and he had a salary at an enormous amount at the time, $10,000 a year, plus bed and board. Followed that, Gareth Mullins. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, Pa, how are you?
I'm good. We thought that because we're here in New Ross that we would look at JFK and food, but it led us not to America, but to French cooking.
No, and I was really, really surprised actually to read this. I thought I was going to be doing an American style
ribs burgers and
burgers or all of that stuff. But you know this about me already, but French classical cookery is something that I hold very close to my heart. And when I heard this about this chef that was on, and I had a little bit of a look, two recipes jumped out in the little bit of research that was done. So coq au vin, which is that famous chicken dish, and beef bourguignon. And you'll see a lot of similarities here with these two recipes. But I'll start off with the coq au vin. And apparently these were firm favourites of what this chef used to cook.
Okay, so what do we need?
So what you're going to need is you're going to need a tablespoon of flour, 1-2 kilo chicken, so quite a large chicken. So this recipe would have originated where they would have used a cock. So it was a cockerel, like an older chicken, right? So
we're using all the bits.
All the bits, a bigger chicken. And I would say if you're going out to the butcher or the supermarket, pick a bigger chicken for this. And then if you're not comfortable to do this, a butcher will do it for, we call it chicken for saute. So you basically break the chicken up into the legs and thighs, the wings. You're going to split the breasts in two, and you can actually keep the breastbone and saute that off, or the backbone and saute that off, and add it into the sauce because it adds flavor. You need 150 grams of butter. 100 grams of that is for the mesh, and 50 grams to fry things off, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Couple of white onions that you're going to peel and dice. 220 grams of a smoked streaky bacon cut into small pieces. A bottle of red wine. I always say if the red wine is not good enough to drink, it's not good enough to cook with.
Okay, so decent.
Use something decent enough. A light burgundy or a Pinot Noir will work quite well here. 50 mils of brandy, a couple of cloves of garlic, 3 bay leaves, some fresh thyme leaves, and then for the potatoes, a kilo roasted potatoes, 200 mils of cream. So we're really going in. This is nice and rich cooking. And then for the garnish, you need some small shallots or silver scale onions, a little small onions that I want you to peel and leave whole. 200 grams of button mushrooms, some parsley and salt and pepper. So what do? You're going to sprinkle the flour over the chicken pieces so they're all nice and covered. The reason why you do this is it's going to help thicken up the sauce at the end. And then you want a large casserole dish or a casserole pan. Put it on a medium heat, throw in 50 grams of butter, and then you just let that to start to foam slightly. And then you cook the chicken, starting skin side down. There is a little bit of flour on there, so you just need to keep an eye on it. But what you're trying to do is render the fat down on the chicken and get it nice and crispy. You repeat this process till all the chicken is cooked off, making sure the meat is all browned all the way around. Remove the chicken from the pan. Now in with those lardons of bacon, and already you'll get this wonderful smoky flavour. Cook that for a couple of minutes till it starts to crisp up. Put the chicken back into the pan along with the onions, cook for another couple of minutes, and then the whole bottle of red wine and the brandy. So it's quite a luxurious dish, as you can see. Then goes in with the garlic, the bay leaves and the thyme, bring it all back up to a simmer, and then you're going to put a thing on the top called a cartouche. It's basically a piece of parchment paper that you just make into a circle and you put it onto the top. So we don't want to totally cover it, but we want some of the steam that's evaporating in to fall back into the sauce. A lot of these type of dishes, these casserole dishes, you put a cartouche on the top, which is basically a fancy word for a piece of
it's to slow it's
a slowly evaporation. Yeah. Exactly. Then you pop it into a preheated oven at 160 degrees for about an hour. And the chicken is wonderful and tender, cooked through, there's no traces of pink, and it's totally cooked. Then while the chicken is cooking, you're going to make the mashed potato, peel your potatoes, cut them into cubes, into some cold water, a little pinch of salt, bring it up to a simmer till they're nice and tender, strain them off, back into the pan, cook them a little bit longer, that removes all the moisture. What I'm trying to do that is I want to get as much cream and butter in there as I can. Give them a really good mash. If you have a rice or a rimouli, pass them through that. If not, just use
it. You want to make it as fine as possible.
Yeah, really. It's like a pan mousseline is what the French would call it. So what you're trying to do is get it really fine, no lumps. And then after you've done that, all you're going to do is feed in that butter and use a spatula and stir it in, and then bring your cream up to a little bit of a gentle simmer and pour that in on top until you get the consistency. It should really, if you put it on a spoon, it should just want to fall off the spoon.
Yeah.
Really creamy. It will take a little bit more salt and pepper than you may think, because when you add cream into things, it brings the flavour of salt down. So season it up well. And then what's left to do? All you're going to do is fry off those mushrooms and a little bit of butter along with those onions, and they go all over the top of the casserole along with plenty of chopped parsley into the centre of the table. Big glass of red wine. Mm. If people aren't happy with that style of cooking.
Yeah, but then it's gorgeous and it's very flavoursome. Bit bony sometimes?
It can be. And I mean, if you are somebody that doesn't like to eat meat on the bone, what I would say to you is you can cook it without the bones.
But you lose flavour.
You do lose the flavour. It's the flavour in the bones is what really gives these dishes such wonderful flavour. But it's a real bit of classical cookery. It's something that I would have learned how to do back in Cattle Brewer Street all those years ago when I was training. Wonderful style of cookery. A similar type of dish. This one is beef bourguignon. We've all had it at communions and christenings and everywhere else. Sometimes they have loads of depth of flavour, sometimes they don't. Why is that? Normally the red wine that you've used wasn't full-bodied enough, and the pancetta or the smoked bacon didn't have enough flavour, or it was too cheap, right?
So what do we need?
You need 1.6 kilos of braising beef, so that's like shin or brisket or anything. Ask your butcher. You could even use a bit of cheek if you wanted to. I like them. They're a little bit bigger. I like to kind of have the chunks that are a little bit bigger. 3 bay leaves, some thyme again, a bottle of full-bodied wine. So something like a Bordeaux would be a little bit better here, like something nice and full-bodied. A couple of tablespoons of oil, three large carrots, 2 onions, 3 tablespoons of flour and some tomato puree. The garnish this time is that you need a little bit of butter, 300 grams of lardons of bacon, so that's that smoked pancetta I was talking about, 300 grams of shallots peeled, and 400 grams of small button mushrooms that you cut in half. How do you make it? Same as before, you need a nice deep casserole dish that will take a bit of heat because it's going to go into the oven. Toss your beef off in a little bit of flour, and then you're going to sear them off like you did again in that pan. Sorry, before you do that, you're going to marinate the beef the night before.
Okay.
So you put the beef, the bay leaves, the thyme and the red wine into a bowl with salt and pepper. Leave it in your fridge. Take it out, strain it off. Keep the red wine and the bay leaves and everything else. Let it drain off. Toss it in flour. Give it a good sear off, like I said, like we were doing with the coq au vin. And then you just strain off. You have that strained meat, the strained red wine. You pour that in on top of the seared beef with the casserole dish, and then you pop it into the oven like you did before. This time it's going to be in there for probably 2 hours, I'd imagine. Okay. Like, you have to really let it cook. Just before it comes out, take the cartouche off the top like you did before, and in a separate pan, you're going to saute off your lardons of bacon, your mushrooms and the onions. They're the garnish, like what you had before. And it's the same thing into the center of the dish, along with your table, big bowl of mash. A green salad works really well with something like this. Lots of crunchy bread. These are proper French style recipes, and you must give them a go.
And therefore, you have two dishes that are fit for a president.
They really are.
And that also, is First Lady.
And when you think about it, these were peasant dishes, really. Like, they're using kind of old chickens, slower cooks of meat. This type of peasant food, as you said, fit for a president's table. Give it a go.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, The Marker and at Forbes Street Within, a co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. Gareth, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.